first experience when you transitioned from your previous vendor to what was then LaserTech, which is now IDS. Can you tell me about that situation?
Certainly. It was a bit of a mess for us initially.
Okay.
We were not happy with our current vendor. We were having a lot of mistakes, and we knew that we wanted to make a switch. So I thought I was well prepared. About a year in advance, I had already decided that we were going to switch over to LaserTech, but our contract kind of prohibited it. So we had to sign another year contract mm-hmm. before we could make the switch.
Gotcha.
So in speaking to LaserTech, we started the initial project, but in contact with our current vendor, they told us that we were misreading the contract.
Oh.
And instead of having the typical, what we thought was going to be 90 days, we ended up with only 30 days before having to switch over both our current statement vendor as well as our credit cards.
Oh, no.
So it was an extremely short time frame. We weren't sure if we were going to have to sign another year's contract with the current vendor. But in speaking to LaserTech, they said, as long as you are willing to commit the time, mm-hmm. we can get this done for you. In 30 days, we switched over our statement vendor for both. We also had, a tremendous amount of information that needed to be, brought over into the new statements because of we were doing something a bit unique with our credit card statements. Mm-hmm. We were making them in-house. So it was really kind of a switchover of two vendors, our current credit card vendor and then our in-house product that we were doing. So again, they did some stuff that was just incredible. I mean, Donna and John, they were available. I mean, because we were on a short time frame, they're available on nights and weekends. In the middle of the morning, they'd be sending us statements to review. It was an incredible job, and we just could not have done it without them.
Fantastic. And for those out there who may not know the correlation between LaserTech and IDS, now LaserTech is part of IDS, and so they're kind of one big happy family now. But they came in and helped you guys. They came in on their white horse, basically, mm-hmm. and helped you guys out in a jam. I mean, did this affect your business at all? I mean, it must have been a bit of a panic when they said there's only 30 days. I mean, I can't imagine that scenario going down when you first heard about that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to not give statements out to members is a big deal. So we were a little bit concerned about that, but we knew that, if we could push through, that we'd get it done.
Right.
I mean, we felt confident with LaserTech, and they assured us that they were going to do whatever it took to mm-hmm. get it done,
mm-hmm.
and they absolutely did. So the result was that we got the statements out on time. We reformatted our statements from both member statements and our credit card statements,
mm-hmm.
and our members loved it. They were so much easier to read. I mean, the information, it was just a really great end product. So our members never noticed anything other than a whole new statement that looked a lot better.
That's the way it should work. When your members don't notice anything but the actual improvement of it, mm-hmm. That's the way it should work. Very cool. So, I mean, without getting too technical, what did they do when they came in and helped out, kind of at the bewitching hour, so to speak, or the last minute?
Well, I think it was beneficial in that we knew what we wanted because we had been looking at this for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of knew what format we wanted. So initially it was just getting the format down. And then really the difficulty that you have with changing over statements is validating the information and getting teams together to be able to do that in a timely fashion
mm-hmm.
and get it back and forth and getting the programming correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that we had any major issues with the programming. It just was a lot of back and forth that you need to do to get to ensure that everything is perfect.
Yeah. And so why did you guys at that time, LaserTech, which is now IDS, why did you go with those guys?
We certainly did a lot of vendor due diligence. We looked at three other statement companies in addition to LaserTech.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, first of all, that the product that they had, the portal, the web portal was unusual at that time,
mm-hmm.
and the pricing was fantastic. So, I mean, it really, I think we also had some experience with them, or our previous CEO had used LaserTech in the past,
gotcha.
And so that said a lot. But really, when you looked at all of the things that we considered, they were the top in every mark. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, definitely they had identified, we had identified every area that we wanted to hit, and Laser Tech hit all of those marks.
Beautiful.
And they were probably one of the first to get back to us whenever we needed, you know, information during that due diligence process. Mm-hmm. And we felt that that was going to be a good indication of the service going forward.
Nice. And you know, and besides the members being just tickled pink happy with their statements and not even really noticing anything except for the improvements of it all, how do you see this whole process, I mean, benefiting your credit union?
Well, I think probably the biggest benefit is that now our members actually have correct statements.
That
and
helps.
They get them, and they get them.
Yeah.
We really did have a lot of issues with accuracy and quality control. Mm-hmm. And, you know, certainly when there were, you know, issues, our vendor at the time did not really take responsibility the way Laser Tech does.
Okay.
Not that there's, you know, I think the one thing, I'm going to put it this way,
okay,
is that every time we do a new product, I become that girl. And so I'm statement girl, you know, going forward. And as statement girl with our last vendor, I was contacted every single month with issues that we had with our statements. And now I never get contacted.
Wow.
I mean, so just to have that assurance that they're correct, mm-hmm, and being, you know, sent to our members when needed is really, you know, a relief.
So when it's all quiet, that's a good thing.
Yes.
It's kind of like no news
is good
news. It's a
wonderful thing when it's statements. Yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, how did this, I mean, kind of wrap up this one here. I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may be kind of in the certain situation? Because I've heard of stories like this before. And I mean, what advice do you have for credit unions who may be stuck in the same situation? Because it's, you know, this isn't the last time something like this is going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I have to say that I've worked with many vendors and many different products and services, and Laser Tech is my absolute favorite. And I think that one of the most important things when you're selecting a vendor is that you feel that you're going to get the service that they tell you that you're going to get.
Yeah.
That so many times, you get a great sell, and then in the end, you have issues. I didn't have any issues at all. I mean, I would have nothing but great things to say about Laser Tech, mm-hmm, going forward. Mm-hmm. And we ended up, you know, adding other services to Laser Tech because of the service. I think that is the most important thing, you know, that you can look for when it comes to a statement is accuracy, mm-hmm, and timeliness. Mm-hmm. And Laser Tech, you know, was fantastic. I mean, you definitely have to check out all the other vendors because that's,
sure,
you know, what you need to do with your due diligence.
Right.
But Laser Tech really made the mark for us.
Nice, nice. Before we move on to the second scenario, how long have you guys been working with them?
It's been about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very nice. And so it's been kind of calm seas for 2.5 years for you.
It has. It has, except that we keep giving them projects to do.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that.